This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Now that the Environmental Protection Agency has named Alaskan official Chris Haddock as the new Region 10 administrator to govern the part of the country Washington exists in, will it be a positive or a negative for pro-agriculture groups like Safe Family Farming? Director Gerald Barron says it's a much-needed change.
Well, you know, as you mentioned, I think, you know, it's a positive development. Certainly, it's hard to imagine how it could be worse for, you know, farmers given the Dennis McLaren era and what that meant for farmers.
But Barron says it's still very early to be drawing any conclusions.
So we're very positive and optimistic. We're very glad that there's finally a Region 10 administrator in place. And what we understand of Mr. Haddock is that he's a competent administrator who's had some good government experience both at the city and at the state level, and I think will be a fair, honest, open administrator for this region. And we think that's a good thing given what we've had to deal with in the past.
Barron says they aren't too worried about Haddock being overly radical.
What we see of him is we don't see him really as an activist, as a, you know, someone who's necessarily going to take a strong position one way or the other on some of these issues.
Barron says Haddock's experience could be a real plus for Washington agriculture. We'll learn more about Haddock's background and what to expect tomorrow.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.